If you think of a meridian as an underskin river of energy, there are ways in which you can tap into the underskin river of energy and touch the flow of chi. You can touch the chi more powerfully at certain points than others. The idea is that we want to go down into the point, and we want to go down in a spiral way, down to where we feel any kind of soreness, or we feel where the finger naturally ends. And then we stimulate it for, 30 seconds or so in a spiral way, and then we release it and give the blocked energy somewhere to go. And if it's sore, don't go, and it's very often sore, don't go and like really attack it. Start to get the idea of teasing the energy out, where you go down till you find where it's sore and you just hold it for a minute and then you let it go. You give the blocked energy somewhere to move. Because if you keep attacking it, what'll happen is the body will close down. And you're going to learn to find what your own limits are in this process. Get more into your teasing ability, where you tease the energy out of your body, the blocked energy out of your body. Spend a little time on it, maybe a minute or 2 or 3 minutes, and then you leave it alone, and you come back and check it the next day or 2 days later, and you see if it feels any less tender. So if it's less tender, or the tenderness disappears, that means the blocked energy is starting to disappear, and the energy flow in the channel is starting to improve. It's also important to check both sides. So if you go inside and you find that one side is sore and one side is not, your problem is going to be usually a little bit more on that side. I would give this a measure, and I might give a number to it, like this has a tenderness of about a 6. So that's what I would remember in the course of this. And then when I come back to it, maybe a day later or 2 days later, I would find, oh, maybe it's just a 3 now, which means that you're halfway better in the process of restoring the chi flow in your body. You don't try to get it all out in one go, because you'll bruise yourself or you won't feel well, And so you just give it some stimulus and you experiment with it, and you keep a memory of it or even make a note, and then you come back and you do the other side. And remember that we don't overdo it. We just stimulate it, and then you can lie in bed and you'll actually feel heat move around your body, and you'll feel energy move in your body, and it can be quite an adventure to go inside your body. The exploration of these points should be fun and not intended to create or cause worry if they are sore or painful. You can massage these points in a gentle, circular, spiral manner every other day or so, or as a regular tune-up. You have a powerful tool with these points. Use them with joy and good health.